The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, transcribed and starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. One of the interesting things about the Nelson household is that occasionally it's very quiet around the house. Now, for instance, you take the present moment. Harriet's in one of those rare moments of relaxation. She's usually the busy one, but right now she's sitting in a big easy chair doing a little knitting. I thought maybe we might pick up the click of the needles, but she's a pretty quiet knitter, too. I don't know where David and Ricky are, but that's Ozzie sitting over there in the bigger, easier chair. He's just taking it easy and in a pretty big way.
Ozzie?
Hmm?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you dozing off there?
No. I was sort of thinking. Not actively, but passively. I mean, I was thinking, but I wasn't thinking of anything in particular.
That's okay, dear. A person has a right to his private thoughts. I think that's guaranteed in the Constitution or something, isn't it?
Well, if it isn't exactly guaranteed, it certainly is implied.
I was just doing a little thinking myself.
Oh? What were you thinking about?
Oh, I thought I was guaranteed.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Well, actually, I was just thinking, we haven't been out any place recently.
Oh, I don't know. I think we have. I mean, this is just a stretch during the year when not many people give parties.
Everybody will probably give a party at once. I sent a couple of your suits out to be cleaned and pressed just in case.
A couple? You sound as if I have a closet full.
You do. Not many are wearable.
Oh, I'll get it. Just a minute. Well, hiya, Joe.
Hiya, Oz. How's my boy?
Fine. Come on in. I hope you'll forgive my appearance. I wasn't expecting any company.
Oh, that's okay, Oz. I can only stay for a minute. I want to extend an invitation to you and Harriet.
Hello there, Joe.
Hiya, Harriet. How's my girl?
Just fine, thanks. Won't you come in and sit down?
No, thanks, Harriet. I just dropped by for a minute.
Hi, Mr. Randolph.
Well, hello there, Ricky. How's my boy?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him today.
No. I mean you. You. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks.
What's this about an invitation, Joe?
Well, Oz, I've had my annual brainstorm.
I'll bet I know what it is.
Let me do the honors, Harriet. I have a scroll here someplace. Oh, yeah, here it is. hear ye. All ye old friends and ye old neighbors are invited to ye old Randolph's house for ye old gum as ye are party. And all ye whosoever chicken out are dirty dogs.
Oh, another one of those crazy parties of yours, huh, Joe?
Yes, sir. And it's at our house as usual, and you're liable to get the call any time this afternoon or tonight.
Oh, boy, me too?
No, son, ye aren't old enough.
Yeah, that's right, Ricky. This is just for the grown-up children. Now, remember the rules, Oz. When the phone rings, drop everything and come running just the way you are, no matter how you're dressed.
Yeah, I remember. Just drop everything and run.
Of course, if you were just fastening your suspenders, you better pick up your pants.
Oh, well, yes.
That sounds like a good idea.
Now, remember, you're on your honor to come as you are.
You wouldn't want to give us a hint about when it's going to be.
Why, Oz.
I figured you wouldn't.
Then we'll see you later, Joe.
Yeah, right you are, Harry.
It's at your house, you say?
That's right, Oz, our house.
Fine. Joe, what time should we drop over?
Oh, no, you don't. You thought you could make me say be over at our house at 7:30, didn't you?
Oh-ho! So it's 7:30, huh?
That's right, Oz, 7:30 Oak Street, where we've been living for the past 10 years. See you later.
This party anyway, Pop?
Just a party, son.
How come Mr. Randolph wouldn't tell you what time to come?
Well, that's the point of it. You're not supposed to know.
It's kind of like a secret, huh?
Yeah, kind of. Mr. Randolph will call us on the phone, and we'll have to go over there in whatever clothes we're wearing at the time.
Even if you have your old clothes on?
That's right. That's the fun of it, getting caught unawares.
That doesn't sound like much fun to me, getting caught in your underwear.
Nobody actually gets caught in his underwear unless he's pretty dumb.
Oh, I don't know. You did pretty well last year. As I recall, you were the hit of the party. Oh.
What were you wearing, Pa?
Oh,
it's what he wasn't wearing.
I had on my pajamas and an old bathrobe. Wouldn't have been too bad, except most of the other people seemed to be very well dressed. Well, don't worry, Joe Randolph isn't going to catch me this year.
Where are you going?
Well, I just thought I'd go upstairs and put on my good suit. And when he calls, I'll be all set.
I thought you were supposed to wear whatever you have on.
Well, that's right. And when he calls, I know what I'll have on, my good suit.
But won't that spoil the fun?
Not for me, it won't. This year, the fun is going to be not knowing what everybody else will be wearing.
I don't get it.
Well, if it sounds a little confusing to you...
Oh, no, Pop. Sounds very confusing.
Well, anyway, I don't intend getting caught in my pajamas and old bathrobe again this year.
Yes, but...
No, I know what you're going to say. Where's my sense of humor? Where's my sense of fair play? Where's my good sportsmanship? And I say to you, where's my good suit? I'm going upstairs.
All right, but I still think you're taking this thing too seriously.
Crazy mixed-up adults.
Now, who ever heard of sweeping the porch in a formal party dress? Where's your sense of fair play? Where's your sportsmanship?
The same place yours are, up in the bedroom closet. Now go on before I lose my sense of direction with this broom.
Look out there. You must admit this was a smart thing to do. No use going over the Randolphs in old rags.
I suppose you're right. I'm sorry if I got any dust on you. Here, let me brush you off.
No thanks. I think I'll go over and tell Thorny about my little scheme.
Looks like you won't have to.
What do you mean?
Well, there's Thorny over there now, and he's got his tuxedo on.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hey, Thorny!
Hi, Al.
Oh, I didn't know they were going to have a head waiter at the party.
Relax, Al. I just don't want to get caught like I was last year.
Well, how was that?
You mean you don't remember?
I don't believe so. I was in my pajamas and an old robe. I thought I was the hit of the show.
You were just the opening act, Oz. I was the featured attraction. See, when the phone rang last year, I was taking a shower.
Oh! You were all wrapped up in that silly-looking bathrobe.
Well, that was our shower curtain. But I'm not worried this year that Joe Randolph can phone any time he chooses.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, you do look pretty sharp at that.
Well, thanks. I haven't had this dark suit on in some time.
Yeah, I know. I can smell the mothballs. How do you like our old tux, huh?
Oh, fine. Say, those work gloves really set it off nicely.
Oh, these. Almost forgot. I got to take out the trash.
What about your suit? White ashes won't look so good on that green tuxedo.
Oh, they'll brush off. Even if they don't, I'm not going to be caught with my tuxedo off.
I don't blame you. Gee, I wish Joe would call now.
Did you hear the phone?
No. I just said I wish he'd call. It'd be all ready for him.
I better get in the house.
Oh, I thought you were going to take out the ashes.
Yeah, I am, but I think I'll get my top hat and cane just in case Joe calls early. Hey, you know what, Oz?
What's that?
I bet I'll be the best-dressed trash man in town.
Well, I'll see you later, Tony. Oh, hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Pa.
Holy smokes, where are you going all dressed up? Oh, nowhere, Dave. That is not for a little while yet. Your mother and I are invited to a come-as-you-are party at the Randolph's house. Going to wash the car for us?
Yes, sir. Mom asked me to.
Well, that's very nice of you to wash it when she asked you.
Yes, sir.
Of course, the dollar he's getting has nothing to do with it.
You get your share. Come on now, hand me that soapy water.
What kind of soap are you using there, Dave?
I got it from the kitchen.
Not too much soap now.
Why not, Pa?
Well, it's liable to be too strong, and then the paint oxidizes or something. It makes it kind of... not too much soap.
Okay, Pa.
I think I'd rinse it off now if I were you, Dave.
You're not going to want a consultation fee, are you, Pa?
No. Just want to help you do the job right. Hey!
What's up, Pa?
Oh, look out, Dave. It was a narrow escape. Can't afford to get this suit splashed.
Sorry, Pa.
Can't you get it clean, Pa? I think the cleaner's coming today.
Well, that's not the point, son. Yeah, I better step back here. I don't have to change my clothes.
Look out, Pa! Holy smoke!
Did you hurt yourself, Pa?
No. Pants are soaked. Put that bucket there anyway.
You did.
The back of your pants are soaked, Pa.
I seem to be aware of that. Thank you, David.
Is everything all right, David?
Yes, ma'am. Where are you, Mom?
Hey, look out with the hose, David.
I'm sorry, Pa.
That's all right, son. I suppose the damage was already done.
Ozzie.
Please, Harriet, no salt in the wounds.
You're the one who was going to stay dressed up for the party.
Yes, yes, that was my plan. Obviously, it's all wet. Harriet! Harriet, where are my other suit pants?
In the closet. Why don't you answer the phone, Pa?
What phone?
The phone that's ringing. Right over there.
Oh, yes.
Might be Mr. Randolph. You wouldn't want to miss a party. You want me to answer?
No. Just give me a pair of pants. I'll answer it.
Here.
Hey, whose pants are these anyway?
Well, they're mine.
Oh. Holy smoke.
Hello?
Oz?
Just a minute. He's right here.
Okay, I might as well take my punishment. Give me the phone, son. You'll probably be hearing about this 20 years from now. Okay, Joe, you've got me.
It's not Joe, Oz. It's me, Thorny.
Thorny, it's wonderful to hear your voice. Listen, hang on to the phone for a few minutes, will you? I don't want anybody to ring it. I know this isn't cricket, but I'm in a jam, and I'll explain later. Just keep it off the hook.
I was going to ask you to do the same, Oz. I got to change my clothes. I had a little accident with a trash can. I'm covered with ashes.
Well, as I said earlier in the evening, it sometimes gets very quiet around the Nelson household. What I should have added is that it never stays that way for very long. At least, if today is a typical example. Just as Harriet mentioned that the Nelsons hadn't been out very often recently, Joe Randolph stopped by and invited them to his annual come-as-you-are party. So far, Ozzie has gotten his best suit drenched, but now he's seated gingerly in the living room, attired in his second-best outfit, waiting for Joe to phone. I think Harriet's coming in from the dining room. Wonder what she's carrying.
Oh, what have you got there, Harriet?
Well, we're all dressed up, and it's kind of a festive occasion, so I thought I'd whip up a few hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, a little party before the party, huh? Oh, they really look good.
Try one.
Just a second.
What's the idea of all the napkins?
Well, I've already ruined one suit today, and I'm not going to take any chances with this one.
Come on in, Thorny.
Hi, Oz. Hi, Harriet.
Hi,
hello, Thorny. Well, I see you're going formal tonight.
Yep, this is one time the joke is going to be on Joe Randolph.
Has he called you yet?
No, I thought I'd drop in and see if he'd called you. Well, what have we got here? Hors d'oeuvres, eh?
Why is it you always drop in just as we're having something to eat?
You know, Oz, I've often wondered about that myself. However, don't let me interrupt you. I'll just sit over here quietly. Quietly and hungrily.
Help yourself, Thorny. There's enough for all of us.
Well, thanks, Harriet. That's mighty neighborly of you. Boy, these really look delicious. There's one thing missing, though.
What's that?
Champagne. We ought to have some champagne to go with these wonderful hors d'oeuvres.
You have pretty expensive taste, don't you, old boy?
We don't even need a small bottle. Say about the size of that bottle of champagne in your refrigerator, Oz.
Now, wait a minute, Thorny. That was a Christmas present. I'm saving it for a special occasion.
Well, this is a very special occasion. We're finally putting one over on that joker, Joe Randolph.
Hey, this is kind of an occasion at that. How about it, Harriet? Shall we live it up tonight?
Whatever you say, dear.
By golly, let's do it. I'll get the champagne and some glasses.
Good boy, Oz. You're a real sport.
Where's Catherine, Thorny?
Oh, she's home fixing her face. You should have heard her laugh when she saw me in my tuxedo. She thinks I'm being silly about the whole thing.
What's Catherine going to wear?
Wear whatever she's wearing when Joe calls. She says that's the fun of a come-as-you-are party.
Yes, I suppose so.
Of course, for the last 3 hours, she's been wearing her best party dress.
Well, I don't plan to be trapped this time either.
The laugh's really going to be on old Joe when we walk in there all dressed up.
Well, here we are. Is this an old enough vintage for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. 53 was a good year. Want me to show you how to open that?
No, I can open it myself, Thorny.
It's very simple, you know. You just twist those wires.
Yes, yes, I know, Thorny. I've opened a bottle of champagne before.
I don't think you're doing it right, Oz. Here, let me show you.
Will you just sit down? I'm perfectly capable of doing this without your help.
I just want to show you one thing.
Thorny, get your big hands off my bottle of champagne.
If you let go for a minute, I can open it for
you. I told you, I don't need your help. I've almost got it open now.
Nice going, Oz. Now look what you've done.
Look what I've done. Look what you've done. My suit is ruined.
Well, so is my tuxedo.
This wouldn't have happened if you'd kept your big clumsy hands out of the way.
My big clumsy hands? What about your big clumsy hands?
Don't you think you boys had better postpone the argument until you've changed your clothes?
Holy smokes, that's right. Joe's liable to call any time now.
Would you care for anything else?
No, thank you. It was a wonderful dinner, Harriet.
Oh, you were so nervous for fear you'd spill something on your suit, I'll bet you don't even know what we had.
Sure I do. I can tell by the spots on me. Meatloaf, string beans, mashed potatoes, and apple pie. Lucky I had this big apron on.
Well, if you spilled all that, you really were nervous.
Yeah, my hand was trembling a little. I guess I can take off the apron now. You want me to help you clear the table?
Nope. You go on in the living room and relax. You've had a busy day. I wonder when Joe's going to call. The suspense is killing me.
Well, if I know Joe, he'll wait until the last minute. We're ready for him.
Hey, Pop, what do you suppose is wrong with this?
What's that, Rick?
I can't get any ink out of this fountain pen.
No, Ricky, be careful with that thing. Might go off.
Oh, don't worry, Pop. I can't even get any ink out of it.
Well, I'm sure I could all over myself. This is my day for doing things like that.
Maybe it just has to be refilled.
Well, whatever it is, you'll have to do it yourself. It's my last suit, and I'm not taking any chances.
Doggone it, they must pound these stoppers in with a sledgehammer.
What's the matter, Dave?
Can't get the top off this shoe polish. Here, Pop, maybe you can do it.
No! David, take that out on the back porch. All I'd need is to get shoe polish on this suit.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Ozzy, it's almost 7:30. Shouldn't Joe be calling pretty soon?
Gee, hasn't he called yet?
No, Dave, old Joe always calls when you least expect it. Tries to catch you off guard that way.
He won't catch you this time, will he, Pop?
Not this time, Rick.
What's that, dear?
Nothing, just a little loose thread here on my shoulder.
Oh, wait a minute, I got a pair of scissors.
No, don't bother, I can break it.
You better let me cut that for you.
No. Ridiculous, who can't break a little piece of thread?
Gosh, Pop just ripped his coat sleeve off.
For goodness sakes, what kind of a suit is this?
Obviously not a very good one.
Well, I just bought it a couple of weeks ago, and it has to be a pretty good suit, it was on sale. How about that? The sleeve just dropped right off.
Boy, wouldn't it be something if Mr. Randolph called now?
Do you know I'm just about out of clothes?
Well, don't bother to change, dear. Wear that. Maybe you'll start a new fashion for men. Off-the-shoulder jacket.
Here I go again. I've worn more suits today than I usually wear in a month.
We ought to put an elevator in for you, Pop.
It's not a bad idea. It's the first time I've ever been tired out from a party before it's even started. Well, I have exactly two wearable outfits left in the closet. My overalls or my swimming trunks?
You have a couple more suits at the cleaners. Those slacks look very nice. Come on over and sit down.
No, I'm just going to stand right here in the middle of the room where nothing can possibly happen to me. That is, unless the roof falls in.
What's the matter now?
I think I see a crack in the ceiling. All right, the next time Joe gives one of these deals, I'm going to have a plastic slip cover made for myself. Boy, it's about time. We made it, though. Hello.
Hello, Oz. This is Joe Randolph.
Yes, Joe. I kind of thought it might be you.
I got some bad news, Oz. I'm afraid we're going to have to postpone the party.
Oh, Joe, you're kidding.
Well, I hate to call you up at the last minute, but just one of those things.
Oh, but we've been waiting. I mean, with us, we've been looking forward to the party.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure sorry. I hope you aren't too disappointed.
Well, of course we're disappointed. I understand, though.
Yeah, well, I got to call a lot of people, so I'll see you later, Oz.
Well, so long, Joe. Fine. How do you like that?
What is it?
The Randolphs have had to postpone their party.
Somebody sick?
Yeah, I am.
No, I mean, why did they have to postpone it?
Well, I don't know. He had to call a lot of people. I didn't ask.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, I'm going upstairs and change my clothes.
Again?
Yes, but for the last time. I'm going to put on my pajamas and robe, watch television for a little while, and go to bed.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Well, at least I'll be able to relax now. Harriet.
Yes, dear?
Look, the Randolphs are nice people. I know you and Clara are good friends, and Joe and I are good friends. But if you ever hear they're giving another party, let's try and arrange to be out of town.
Hey, Pop, what'd you spill on yourself this time?
What do you mean?
How come you're wearing your pajamas?
Oh, that. Oh, the party's been postponed.
Gee, that's too bad, Pop.
Yeah, well, I'd just soon stay home. Besides, I really feel comfortable for the first time today.
Want me to answer it, Pop?
No, I'll get it. It's probably Thorny. Hello?
Hi, guys. Joe Randolph again.
Oh, hiya, Joe.
Okay, you know the party rules. No fair cheating either. You gotta wear just what you have on right now.
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
The come at your party tonight.
Tonight? You said you were gonna postpone it.
That's right. We postponed it from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I've caught more people this way.
Wait, Joe.
See you later.
Joe? All the dirty tricks.
About, dear.
Though Joe's party wasn't postponed, it was all a gag. He just called up and...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was under the dryer. What did you say?
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, don't look so startled. You've seen this old bathrobe before. You've seen me with my hair up in curlers, too.
I know, dear, and I've seen you with your face covered with cold cream before. Let's go. We're off to the Randolph.
This is Vern Smith saying, tune in again next week for another transcribed adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
Thank you.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.